Hey, this has to be kind of quick because I have a lot of schoolwork too, but we're going to do a ramble fap really quickly. I don't usually do these because, I don't know, I just don't, but I like to listen to them. I like to listen to them more than like scripted stuff. I just think they're nice. Like, you kind of get a sense of the person's personality, which I like. So I just don't do them personally, but I'm going to do one today because for the past like 2 weeks to a week and a half, maybe, I've been so horny. I don't know why. I've been fapping like every single day and sometimes twice a day, which is kind of unlike me. Like, I do have a really high sex drive, but I don't usually fap every day. Like, I'll usually do it, like, if there's 7 days in a week, I might do it 4 days a week. Lately, I've just been like, all the time I'm horny. And something else kind of weird that's been happening to me is that I've been having a lot of sex dreams, which doesn't usually happen to me, but it happens to me sometimes. Like, if I watch a movie and I think one of the sorry, I literally woke up like 5 minutes ago, and I think one of the actors are really hot, I'll probably have a sex dream about them. That happened to me like a month ago when I watched The Eternals. Whoever plays Druig is so fucking hot. As soon as I watched that movie that night, I had a dream that I had sex with him. But anyways, I had this dream last night. So lately I've been listening to a lot of drill music, like UK drill music, and most of them wear masks, so I don't actually know what a lot of them look like. But there's this one group I really like. And of course, last night, I have a dream that I'm banging one of them. Like, we were in this random mansion. We were just banging in, like, every room of the mansion. But the crazy thing is, I don't know what he looks like because he wears a mask when he performs. I'm sure he's hot, though. But, yeah. I had a dream that I was having sex with a masked man in this mansion. It was a great dream. But anyways, yeah, I gotta get out of bed soon because I have a lot of schoolwork to do. And I have something left to do today that I haven't started yet. So we're going to try. We're going to try pillow humping. I've never done that before. I don't know why I've never thought of trying it. I just haven't. So we're going to try it today. I hope it works out. So let's put my phone down. And I hope I don't end up breathing into the mic because that's literally one of my biggest pet peeves, when people breathe into the mic. Like, if I'm ever on the phone with you and, like, let's say we're like falling asleep together and being cute, if you breathe into the mic, I am literally hanging up so fast. I'm sorry. Like, I don't care how long it's been since we've seen each other or like how close I want to be with you. If you're gonna breathe into the mic, like, you can just talk to me tomorrow, because I'm not going to let you blow on my eardrums like that. So I'm going to try not to do that, so I'm not a huge hypocrite. So, I don't actually know how to do this. So I have a pillow. I'm, like, sitting on it. I'm, like, lying on it. I could sit up, but my spinal erectors are really sore, so it kind of hurts to, like, hold up my own back. So I'm just going to lie over it. I don't know. Maybe this won't work, but okay, let's try. So pillow, I'm lying on the pillow. And I guess you just move your hips. Okay, let's try that. I feel like I'm not doing this right. I don't know. This kind of doesn't feel like anything. Okay, let me try and move a bit. I don't know. I think I'm doing this wrong. I don't know. I don't feel anything. Like, I literally don't feel anything. Okay. Let me try and sit up a bit. I said I wasn't going to do this, but okay, let's try. As a side note, I've always kind of wondered, like, what my ass looks like to other people. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know what it looks like if I was looking at it from behind. Like, not really. Not truly, because I can't look at my own backside. Like, I've seen my own ass in, like, pictures and stuff, but I feel like it's different in real life. I don't know. Anyways, let's try and do this. It's, like, it literally doesn't feel like anything. Like, I'm trying to move my hips, but I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm just moving on a pillow. Like, I don't feel my clit at all. Okay, I'm gonna try and move my legs, like, closer to the pillow. No, that's worse. I feel like my legs need to be wider. This sucks. Sorry, I don't feel anything. Okay. Let me try and lie down on it again. I'm doing something wrong. I know I am, but I don't know what. Okay. I'm just, like, I'm trying to grind on the pillow, but, like, I don't feel anything. I literally don't feel anything. Okay. I'm gonna try and, like, move my pussy lips out of the way. Okay, let's try this. Okay, that's a little bit better, I guess. It's okay, I guess. It's not that great. I don't think I'm doing it right, though. This hurts. Like, this really hurts my hip flexors. Okay. Ugh, it's not working. I don't like this. I don't know. This isn't really doing it for me. Like, it's not really doing anything. I don't feel anything. Okay. I don't know what to do. I'll try and move the pillow, like, onto its side. Because right now it's, like, flat on the bed. Maybe that's why. But, like, how am I gonna lie on it when it's... Okay. I'll try and move it on the side. Okay. This hurts my hips. And I don't have hip pain. But, like, I don't know. This isn't much better. I just don't feel anything. This is the worst. This isn't great, to be honest. I think I'm gonna give up. Okay. I'm gonna try one more time. If not, I'll just do something else. This isn't doing it for me. I don't know. I don't think I like this. Okay, I cannot get the hang of this, so I'm just gonna clap normally. I'll be right back. Okay, so that kind of sucked. I know I only tried for like 3 minutes, but I don't know, it just hurt. Like, it really hurts my hip flexors to do that, and I just don't feel my clit at all. So we're just gonna fap like normal people. The thing is, I can't actually finger myself because my nails are too long. I haven't been able to finger myself for like, I don't know, like 4 years or something, because my nails are always really long. Probably more than 4 years. Maybe like five, I don't know, like 4 to 5 years, because my nails are too long. So what I do is I just like rub my clit, get in the mood, and then I just use my dildo after. And sometimes it doesn't actually kind of fit because I didn't actually like prep myself beforehand because I can't use my fingers. But to be honest, even if you try and put it in and it like kind of doesn't fit, after like a minute, everything kind of loosens up and it doesn't really matter. So whatever, I'm just going to try and get myself a little bit more wet and then we can get on with the show. You know what I hate? I know this is supposed to be ramble fap about things I like, but you know what I hate? I hate when men like flick their tongue on my clit, you know what I mean? Especially if they do it fast. Like, don't flick it. Like, rub it with your tongue. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, put some pressure on it is what I'm trying to say, or else it kind of just tickles. Put some pressure on it. That's what I like. Like, if you just put your tongue, like, kind of flat on my clit and then, like, move it in circles, that feels so good. That feels really nice. But don't put your fingers in just yet. That's kind of like too much at once. I kind of like it when it kind of builds up, you know what I mean? So for right now, just use your tongue. But just be kind of gentle, like no crazy super slurping shit. I don't really like that. I like it when it's more like, I like it when it's more gentle and like just nice and relaxing, you know? And I like it when you suck on my clit too, but just not too hard, like no crazy porn shit, just like nice and gentle, just nice and easy, like
just get me a little bit more horny. I like it when it's, like, more slow. Then after a couple of minutes, I'll ask you to put your fingers inside. And I like foreplay, but, like, not forever. Eventually, I just kind of want to have sex, you know what I mean? So the foreplay doesn't have to be too long, but I'll ask you to put, like, one or two fingers inside of me. And you know what I really like? I really like it when you put your fingers inside and then you, like, kind of curl them. Oh my god, that feels so fucking good. It feels so good when men do that. And I kind of like being fingered more than I like being eaten out, because I like the feeling of something being inside of me more. But if you can finger me like that and lick my clit, I think I might die. So just keep doing that. And you can wrap one of your arms around one of my thighs and just push my pussy into your face, and I like that so much. I like it when you kind of like, when you kind of like trap me against your face and I can't really move anywhere. That feels really good. It's like really hot because it makes me feel like you're in control, which is what I like, because I like giving control to whoever I'm fucking. So you can grab my legs and kind of like trap me against your face, and I'll grind on your face a little bit, maybe. Sometimes I like to do it, but then sometimes it's too much. Like, sometimes it feels too good. But in, like, 2 minutes, I'll just ask you to fuck me. Like I said, I like foreplay, but I just don't like a lot of it, I guess. Like, I don't want to have foreplay forever. I kind of just want to fuck. So after a couple of minutes, I'll just tell you that that's enough, and you can just fuck me now. But I know that sometimes I kind of, like, rush through the foreplay because I just want to have sex, so if you want it to be longer, then we can do it for a little bit longer, but if you're okay with it, then we can just have sex now. And I like all positions, but my favorite position is doggy style. I don't know why, but it just feels better than all of the other ones. Like, in that position, you can just, like, hit places that you can't hit with other positions. I don't know why, but for some reason, that one just feels the best. So here's what I want you to do. I'm gonna, like, bend over on the edge of the bed, but this kind of depends. It kind of depends how tall you are, because it kind of doesn't work well if you're not very much taller than me, which is okay. I'm not that tall. I'm 5'3", but I've noticed if you're not, like, very much taller than me, then doggy style over the edge of the bed doesn't really work that well. But if you're very much taller than me, then it works really super well. So if you're very much taller than 5'3", we can do doggy style over the bed. If you're not, like, that much taller than 5'3", then we'll just do it on the bed. But we're just going to pretend we're going to do it off the bed, because that kind of feels better. So we're going to pretend that you're standing, like, off of the bed on the fucking floor. Yeah, off the bed on the floor. You're standing on the floor. And I'm gonna be bent over at the edge of the bed. Like, my face and my boobs will be on the bed, but I'll put my ass in the air. And then you can stand right behind me and grab onto my hips. Or my waist, it doesn't really matter, just grab onto something that you like. And then you can pull me closer to you, and you'll step a little bit closer to me. And it's okay if you want to spank my ass a little bit, but not too much. Like, I like being spanked, but I don't like being spanked, like, 5 times in a row. Like, some men just spank too much, and then I'm like, oh my god, leave me the fuck alone. Like, I don't like it when it's too much. But, like, once or twice is okay. You can spank it once or twice, because I know I have a really nice ass, and you want to touch it, so that's okay. You can spank it a little bit, and I really like it if you, like, just bounce your cock off my ass, like once or twice. Like, I don't like anything in excess, just like a couple of times. You can just bounce it off of my ass and feel it and, like, play with it and touch it a little bit, but by then I'm really gonna want you to fuck me, so I'll probably start whining and I'll just ask you to please put it in. I don't like to beg too much, but, like, if I have to, I will, and I'll ask you if you can put it inside my pussy. But it's okay if you want to, like, tease me a bit, like if you just want to put, like, the head of your cock in between my pussy lips and just get it really wet, because I get really wet really fast, and you can get your cock really nice and wet.
just before you put it in, but by then I'm really going to be bothering you to put it in, and I'll probably be whining a lot. So probably just shut me up, you'll just put it in, and I'd really like that.
So let's pretend like you're going to put your dick inside of me now, and you line it up and everything, and you put your hands on my hips, or you can put one hand on my hip or my waist or whatever, or like on my shoulder or something, it doesn't matter. And then with your other hand, you like slowly push your cock inside of me. I want you to do it kind of slow, because then it's like, I like the feeling of you going inside, you know? Like, I like the feeling of, like, being filled up with your dick. And I wish, instead of this dildo, it was actually your cock, but it's okay. We can just pretend, right? So you just push it in all the way, and then for like a second, we can just be there with your cock fully inside of me, and you can just sit there with that feeling, you know, of like my pussy being all the way around you, and I'll just sit there with that feeling of your cock being all the way inside of me. It's so nice. But like, in a couple of seconds, I'm gonna really want you to fuck me. Like, I just want you to move a little bit. By then, I'm gonna be really horny, so actually, I think I want you to fuck me kind of hard. Because I kind of like it more rough. Like, more gentle is nice sometimes, but usually I kind of want it more rough. So I just want you to put your hands on my hips, or my waist, or my shoulders, or whatever. And I just want you to fuck me, you know? Like, I don't like doing too much work when I have sex. Not because I'm lazy, but like, because I just want you to use me. You know what I mean? Like, I just like it when, like, a man just uses my pussy and I don't really have to do anything. Because they're just using me to make themselves feel good. That's what I really like. So, I don't want to do a lot. Like, I just want to sit there and look pretty, and you can just use my pussy. Wouldn't that be nice? But, like, I want to know how it feels. Like, if it feels good, I want you to tell me. Like, I like it when a man talks during sex. You don't have to talk all the time, but I want to know how it feels for you. And I like it when you talk to me. Like, when you ask me questions, you ask me if I feel good or whatever. I just like it when you talk to me, even if I can't really answer you. And I just want you to be kind of rough. It's okay, you don't have to be so gentle. If it hurts, I'll tell you, so it's okay to be a little bit rougher, so that's what I like. And I kind of like it when you're kind of mean, you know? Like, I like it when a man is, like, dominant and he's just kind of mean and intimidating. Like, kind of scary, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be a little bit scared of you when you fuck me, because I know you're going to fuck me really hard. Like, I kind of want to be scared of you a little bit. But I know on the inside, like, you have a soft spot just for me. That's what I like. Like, I like it when you're mean sometimes, and you fuck me really hard, and you're just kind of mean to me, call me names and stuff. You don't have to call me names if you're not into that, but just be, like, more aggressive sometimes. And then at other times, I like it when you're really nice. Like, you can, like, I don't know. Like, hold my ass and tell me that I'm pretty and stuff. Or tell me that I'm doing a really good job or something. Or just say that I feel good or something. Like, just be nice to me a little bit. Just be nice to me sometimes, and then you can be mean to me the other times, and that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I just want you to lose yourself in the feeling of fucking me. Like, I just want it to feel so good that you just, like, kind of turn into an animal. You know what I mean? And then sometimes you just come back to real life and you're really nice to me. Because, like, I know you actually like me and care about me, even though you're kind of beating my pussy up right now. I know you really like me. I know you're just doing it because you want me to feel good, right? Yeah. You can go hurt her, though. Like, I kind of like it when it's really hurt. I kind of like it when it hurts a little bit. Oh, yeah. Like, just hold on to my hips and, like, just fuck me. Like, yeah, just use my pussy to make you feel good. It's what I like. You don't really have to worry about me. When we have sex later, it can be more about me. But, like, I just want it to be about you, you know? And I kind of just want you to, like, manhandle me, you know? Like, if we're doing doggy right now, but you want to do something else, just move me. Like, just take your cock out and move me around. It's okay if it's not that gentle. Just move me in the position that you want me to be in and fuck me again. Or you can just, like, tell me what to do. Like, if you want me to move, just tell me and I'll do it. Because I'll do anything you say. I'll do anything you ask me to do. But after I do something for you, just be nice to me. Like, just say I did a good job or something. Or call me a good girl or something, and that'll make me really happy. I know it feels really good. It feels really good for me. So I know it feels really good for you, too. Because I know my pussy's really tight. And every time you pull out, it's like my pussy just grips you because it doesn't want you to leave. It just wants you to stay inside, and I know that feels so good. And I like it when a man is just really, like, touchy-feely, you know? Like, touches my ass, touches my back. Like, when you run your hands around my body, I really like that. So you don't have to be shy, you can touch me. I kind of need to come now, so maybe I'll shut up, but all I need for you to do is just be kind of big and intimidating. Just fuck me really hard and just be nice to me sometimes. That's all I need. And I'll just sit there and look pretty and you can do whatever you want. But I really have to come, so I'm going to stop talking and then I'm just going to come. And you can imagine coming inside of me too, or wherever you want. You can come wherever you want as long as it's not my face, because I hate that. But but you can imagine coming inside of me or on me or whatever, okay? And we can just come together. Sorry, I can't talk a lot now. That feels good. Jeff. I feel like it really hurt when I'm about to come. Oh my god. Oh shit, shit, shit. Fuck, 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 fuck. God. I just came really hard. This is kind of self-centered, but I kind of like the way that I taste. There's a lot of cum on this. Well, that was fun. The pillow stuff didn't really work out, but I had fun otherwise, and I hope you had fun listening to this. I really have to go start that assignment, so I'm gonna go now. But, yeah, thanks for listening.